Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Gladys Dutrieel. Ma'am, you may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 8th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the meeting today. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Present.
Thank you. We have a quorum present. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work through these unique circumstances. The PUC office buildings remain closed. However, the PUC is fully operational with personnel working remotely. Public meeting motions, statements, and audio also will be available on the commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. Therefore, the first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of April 15th, 2021, and I will call upon Vice Chairman Sweet, who is the editor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've reviewed the minutes of April 15th, 2021, and move that they be approved as submitted.
You have heard the motion for the approval of the minutes. Is there a second?
Second. Coleman.
Second. Second by Commissioner Coleman. Any further edits to the minutes or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And now we will move on to this meeting's agenda and call upon Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta to lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1 with matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 1, beginning with the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement's informal investigation of National Gas and Electric, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 2, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 3 with the formal complaint of Kelly Marion versus the Pennsylvania American Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 4. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Flynn Energy Transport.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Sweet. I have a brief comment.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is one of 9, I underscore 9 cases on this public meeting agenda, which involve the issues that arise from having a carrier's insurance company file the appropriate insurance forms. While each of these situations is important to the small business applicant, these, in my mind, unnecessary reconsiderations absorb significant resources from several of our bureaus, and it's quite frankly over a fairly small amount of money, and often the time and effort invested in these seems to me at least to be excessive, and that a new process is needed. In the past, I've expressed concerns regarding the handling of these cases that come clear to this commission for adjudication each and every month. It is evident from the number of transportation cases that have to be addressed at public meetings that there continues to be a problem with the process that is used. For this particular case, on September 13th of 2019, a complaint was filed against Lynn Energy Transport for failure to maintain evidence of insurance, but it wasn't served until the following month. In the meantime, the carrier's insurance company filed the necessary proof of insurance before service of the complaint was successful. Although it was a couple of weeks late, it proved that there was no lapse of insurance. Still, the carrier, who otherwise had had a good compliance record for 12 years, is being punished and fined $500 for their insurance company's tardiness nearly 20 months after the fact. Of the many agenda items today that have similar issues, this one highlights the most egregious evidence of a broken system. Therefore, I again, as a protest vote, in effect, will be dissenting, but only on this case. The other facts are a bit different and vary in their degree of seriousness. However, all that said, I'm heartened by the fact that there may be a proposal in the works by the Law Bureau and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services to find a more effective, resource-saving, and customer-friendly way to handle the persistent problems that arise from the present process. I look forward to seeing an improved approach implemented in the near future. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Sweet, opposed.
The motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Continuing on page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 4, the formal complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Quality Limousine Service, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 5, both items on page 6, both items on page 7, both items on page 8, and both items on page 9, ending the omnibus with the application of Ryank LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Yanora. I heard Commissioner Vice Chairman Sweet first. So I apologize, Commissioner Coleman. So that will be the second, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion on this, on these? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 10. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the formal complaint of Nancy Leninger versus the Duquesne Light Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you, and I'm going to just give a short oral statement, which I would ask that my entire statement and motion be placed on the record as if I had read it in its entirety. In this case, the commission is evaluating an initial decision which grants a motion for judgment on the pleadings and the exceptions and reply exceptions which follow. In an earlier proceeding, complainant had filed a formal complaint in June of 2018 alleging that her bills from November 2017 through April 2018 were high and that her smart meter was inaccurate. Following litigation, her complaint was dismissed for failure to carry her burden of proof. Complainant filed the present complaint in July of 2020, alleging that her February 2020 bill was too high and that her smart meter was inaccurate. Duquesne filed a motion for judgment on the pleadings, arguing that the prior complainant's final decision, barred the litigation of the present complaint. The initial decision agreed and dismissed the complaint. I do not agree that res judicata and issue preclusion, the theories upon which Duquesne relied and the judge ruled, I don't believe that those matters can be applied when the actual bills in question are separated by 2 years. It is possible that a complainant may experience a high billing issue for a legitimate reason even after she has failed to sustain her burden of proof, proving that bills were too high to be accurate 2 years earlier, and a meter working well for several years may subsequently break or suffer damage at a later time. If Ms. Leninger, the complainant, had filed the second complaint immediately after the first, then I would be inclined to see the second case as a relitigation of the issues raised in the first case. However, there were 2 years between the filings, and that is a sufficient time for matters to change and potentially errors to occur. Because the bills from the first case are separated by 2 years, it is improper to apply the doctrines of issue preclusion and res judicata to bar the second complaint. Accordingly, I am moving to remand the matter to the Office of the Administrative Law Judge for adjudication of the complaint. And therefore, I move, first, that the initial decision of Deputy Chief Counsel Mark A. Hoyer in the matter captured Nancy Leninger versus Duquesne Light Company, a docket number C-2020-3021150, is vacated. Secondly, that the matter be remanded to the Office of the Administrative Law Judge for proceedings consistent with this motion. And third, that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an appropriate order consistent with this motion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Sweet. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion as offered by Vice Chairman Sweet? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. On the matter as amended by the motion, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 10, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 10, the application of RAL Transportation Group, LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 11, both items on page 12, both items on page 13, both items on page 14, and ending the omnibus motion with the first item on page 15, the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania LLC and Extel Communications.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both remaining items on page 15 regarding the joint petitions of Frontier Communications.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Under discussion, I will be recusing myself, of course, in these two matters for Frontier, for purposes of the fact that my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal.
Turning to page 16, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 16, beginning with the application of Caring Transitions of Southwest Pittsburgh, and including and ending the omnibus on page 17 with the joint petition of Verizon North LLC and Intelligent Solutions.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
In order, so moved.
Sweet.
Is there a motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 18 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 18, beginning with the application of Bounce Energy, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 19, both items on page 20, both items on page 21, and including and ending the omnibus on page 22 with the security certificate of the Columbia Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 23, it is recommended by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge that the Commission adopt Deputy Chief ALJ Cheskis's initial decision in the formal complaint of John DeRaphael versus the Pennsylvania American Water Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Is there any discussion? Under discussion, I do have a motion to offer, so I would ask Vice Chairman Sweet to preside at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You're recognized for the purposes of offering your motion.
Thank you. My motion, I first of all, I ask that it be spread into the record in its entirety, and it's so short that I will be reading the entire thing. On September 15, 2020, John DeRaphael, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, filed a formal complaint against Pennsylvania American Water Company. The complainant averred, among other things, that Mr. DeRaphael's rental property was vandalized while it was vacant and undergoing repairs. Mr. DeRaphael averred that the vandalism and repairs caused excessive use of water and water damage in his basement. He requested that his account be credited for the amount of water he did not use due to vandalism. A hearing on the matter was scheduled to be held on January 21, 2021. Following settlement discussions, the administrative law judge granted Mr. DeRaphael's request for a 30-day continuance to allow him time to resolve the underlying issues in the complaint. A second hearing was scheduled for February 25, 2021 at 10 a.m. Mr. DeRaphael did not appear at that hearing. The hearing was held in his absence. He left a voicemail message on the Office of Administrative Law Judge's voicemail system at 10:35 a.m., which indicated that he missed the hearing because of internet problems. So I agree with the ALJ that Mr. DeRaphael was given notice and opportunity to be heard. However, internet service outages do in fact occur unexpectedly and are beyond our control, and I know that we all know that. Over the past 14 months, we have all had to rely more on the internet to communicate and to meet with one another. I believe that Mr. DeRaphael's failure to appear at the hearing was unavoidable. I also note that he brought his situation to the attention of the ALJ before the ALJ closed the record and issued the initial decision. I also believe that because the parties had engaged in settlement talks, a good faith effort was being made by Mr. DeRaphael and PAWC to remedy the problems that existed. As a result, I move that the above identified matter should be remanded to the Office of Administrative Law Judge for an appropriate proceeding. I do caution the parties to have alternative communication options in case of future service outages. Therefore, I move that, one, the ALJ's initial decision is reversed, two, the matter be remanded to the Office of Administrative Law Judge to conduct an appropriate proceeding as necessary, three, the Office of Special Assistance draft an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is there a second to the motion?
Ullman, second.
It has been moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any negative votes? Hearing none, the motion is adopted 4-0. Is there any objection to having the final vote on the matter be the same as the vote on the motion? Hearing none, the matter as amended by the chair's motion is adopted 4-0. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I yield back to you.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary?
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in on page one of the carry-in agenda, it is recommended by the Bureau of Technical Utility Services that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the rate increase proposal of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, and I thank everyone for joining us on today's meeting call. Before I close out today's meeting, I would like to take the moment on behalf of my fellow commissioners to recognize next week's Memorial Day remembrance. Americans will have more opportunities to virtually or even in person attend the many traditional Memorial Day public events this year, especially compared to last year. Let's take this upcoming Memorial Day remembrance as a time for us as a nation to express our gratitude for the unthinkable sacrifices made by servicemen and women risking their lives for the safety of our country and its ideals. As we all enjoy the long weekend and an additional day off, please remember the reason we celebrate Memorial Day and the sacrifices of others. On behalf of my fellow commissioners, I wish everyone a healthy and safe Memorial Day weekend. So thank you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Aye. I assume not. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. We are officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.